Well, hello everyone, this is Susan Sly, and I want to welcome you and acknowledge you for just carving out this time to come here and learn and be together. And wherever you're calling from all over the world, you know, there are people live, there are people listening in podcast time. And before I put us in recording mode, we had Prince Edward Island, we had Wisconsin, we had Miami, Florida, and we had North Carolina and Ontario and La Belle Provence de Quebec, and we had like all over New Jersey, and it's just great to have everyone here. And however you ended up here, you know, just know that you're in the right place. And I fully believe in the spirit of inclusion, and we really are one team. And in an environment of inclusion, that's where I feel people learn the best, grow the best. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, I want to start tonight and just by getting us into just a great state. We have an amazing guest coming on in a moment, just someone who is really virtually a brother to me. And it is Monday, February 8th, unless you're in Australia or Asian markets. And I want to say Gong Hei Fat Choi, and Gong Hei Fat Choi means Happy New Year in Chinese. I am half Chinese. And so, you know, it's we just finished just to bring you into my life. Normally I cleanse on Monday, not today because it was Chinese New Year. So I just finished having dumplings and noodles and all sorts of stuff. So it's just been a great day. And I hope that whatever is going on for you today is just, you know, you're having a great start this week, no matter when you're listening to this. So I want to get us started with some recognition and also some great announcements. And, you know, guys, as you're listening to this, some of these may not be applicable to you, but I want you to envision that one day either myself or someone else is reading your name so that you can, you know, say, hey, you know what, someday this is going to be me, Susan. That's totally, totally cool. And before I get into the recognition, I want you all to take notes. So this is following along in the 90-day game plan. This is actually launch party week. And I know for myself, I've got a launch party booked and a virtual launch party booked. And Ice & Dice has graciously announced free enrollment for people joining with 150 BV or higher, and they have to be on autoship and they have to be a new member. So check out the details on www.icefyi. That ends on Valentine's Day. And this is a great time to go connect with the people who are kind of sitting on the fence and saying, hey, I know you've been thinking about Isagenics. I'd love to save you some money. We have a great promotion going on this week only. So make sure you do let everyone know. So let's get the party started. We'd like to acknowledge the people at the top executive matching bonus. And paid as executive to me is a very, very important thing. That means you have 10 personally enrolled active consultants, 5 on the left, 5 on the right, and you're receiving a 10% match on all of their cycles, up to an additional match of $70,000 per person per year, up to $700,000 a year. And so, you know, you're maybe just starting out, or maybe you're an executive, you're not paid as, you're like, well, Susan, I'm not going to bother because it's not a lot of money. Well, I grew up in a family, you never leave money on the table, right? So when you think about it, and these people really are working hard to work with their people and develop their leaders. So in fifth position, it's a tie with Terry Smith and Carolyn Rodriguez. In fourth, it's Janie Snellgrove. Three, it's Pamela and Kevin Barnum. Number two is Mar Lorenzo. And number one is Carol Fuong. So massive congratulations. Our top cyclers, I'm just going to go ahead and read from number 10 up. So Pamela and Kevin Barnum, Robin Bigley, Mike Delair. Robin did a beautiful job in Toronto on Saturday. And it's fun. Kevin and Mike were OPP officers in Ontario years ago. Number eight is Erica Combs. Number seven is The Art of Partnership. Number six is Carol Fuong. Number five, Carolyn Rodriguez and her beautiful husband, Stephen Biz. Number four, Shannon and Chris Fisher. Number three, Jane Snellgrove. Number two, Mar Lorenzo. One, Terry Smith. And you'll notice, interestingly enough, that the top cyclers are also the people at the top executive matches. So that's no accident right there. And for our second position, I'll go from the bottom up. So we're reading Lauren Warren, Scott Aaron, Avon Engel Brintrup, Joe DiBianca, Sherry Mackey, GMS Inc., Jason Liu, Gabe Gannon, Laura Matt Mulvihill, and Erica Combs. Jason Liu, who's just an outstanding human being, is going to be in Toronto on Wednesday the 10th for the Start Vision Tour with Danielle and Ross Thompson. So go to startyourlife.com. That is going to be amazing. That is for people 18 to 35. Now, if you're not 18 to 35 and you have a guest who's 18 to 35, they let you in. They won't kick you out. That's okay. They won't card you. And going into to the third position, we have Mimi Zachary, Diane McMillan, Andre Gordon, Shelley Rikers, Brenton Wellington, Cindy Farrell, Premier Health Solutions, Kane Fitzpatrick, Ann Wheeling, Delisa Mark Christie, Deborah Pinkerton, and Sarah Cardoni. And our top recruiters for the whole team are Kim Feathering Shun, Leanne Graymar, Nutritional Cleansing Now, Kathy Moreland, and Shelley Ardell. There's more, but I'm, you know, going through all the positions. I'm not going to read everyone, but congratulations to everyone and all your successes. And let me go ahead and share some of the upcoming events. So in Vancouver, Canada, we have the Red and White Kickoff, and there is also an event February 20th in St. John's, Newfoundland. We have a lot of maritime to share. February 23rd on Montreal. It's a presentation en français, so if you speak French, go to that. If you don't speak French, go learn some French. It's all good. And March 4th to 6th, we have University in Action here in Phoenix, Arizona. March 6th to 10th is the Welcome Home Challenge in Phoenix, if you qualify for that, my new hometown. April 7th to 9th is ICU New Jersey, and I want to pause for a minute. Isagenics Universities, it's accelerated learning. So basically, you're taking all the skills. How do you connect? How do you follow up? How do you share your story? That's where you get that at the ICU, whereas in the University of Action, you're really building your mindset. So ICU New Jersey, I would encourage everyone to get there. There's a UIA May 13th to 15th in Vancouver. There is an ICU in Chicago May 19th to 21st. There is a UIA in Toronto June 10th to 12th. And then in Toronto on July 9th, I'm going to be there doing a skills day, and it's called Power Prospecting, so I'll be there. All we're going to focus on is the 8 skills required to build this business. Then, of course, Celebration is the 7th to 10th, and in Las Vegas. And so we have Maroon 5 doing the after party. That event is going to sell out. I was with Kathy Coover yesterday, Kathy and Jim. It's going to sell out pretty quickly. And we also have the Australian Celebration. That's March 31st to April 3rd. And you may say, well, Susan, I don't know anyone in Australia. Trust me, you know people. You just may not realize you know people. And Stephanie Blackbird, who's a 4-star Golden Circle, she was sharing this with me earlier today. It was so fun. She had a gal in her team. She's kind of like, well, I don't really know a lot of people. And she went on her Facebook friends with her, and they literally went through all of her friends. And now this girl is almost a crystal manager, right? Because she was like, oh, my gosh, I forgot about that person, that person. And Facebook is such a wonderful way. Go tonight before you go to bed. Go scan your friends. You know more people. And it's not that you don't know people. It's that somewhere deep inside, maybe you're a little bit afraid to approach people. But when you're afraid to approach people, it's because you're thinking about yourself, not thinking about the other person. Here's the reality. Last week, I just lost my best friend to cancer, and I'm still really hurting. And I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of people out there who are struggling with, you know, their finances. There are a lot of people that are struggling, and you don't know it. And you don't know it because maybe they're not telling you, and you could be calling at the exact right time, right? So make an intention to go out there and reach out to people. And there are lots of people out there looking for more energy, looking for more vitality, looking to, you know, maybe drop some pounds, gain some muscle. And of course, we always say ICX doesn't intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease, right? So it's just reaching out with people with love. And there are a lot of people out there who could definitely, you know, use making some more money. There's no question with that. So I want to get into the call tonight, and I just want to remind you again, that this is really a week to go for it. And if you're a person who, for example, is, you know, you're kind of chugging along and you're connecting with people here and there, I would say definitely with the free membership, up the ante this week and definitely connect with more people, because this is the week to do it. So the gentleman that I have the privilege of inviting out to the call tonight, is there's a couple of reasons he's here. One, this man is like a brother to me. He's absolutely incredible, and in the spirit of Chinese New Year's, because we're both Chinese Canadian, so it's very, very important that we have a fellow Chinese person here tonight. Anyway, so this gentleman has been a chiropractor and health coach since 1989. He has an undergraduate degree in kinesiology from the University of Waterloo and is certified in active release, ART, if you've ever had that, it could be very painful, clinical nutrition, and clinical acupuncture, which he studied in Sri Lanka. He is an amazing, amazing athlete. He has run the Boston Marathon with me. We ran the Boston Marathon 2013, so he's also a Boston Marathon survivor. He lives in Toronto with his beautiful wife, and they have 4 children who are, I think, all home this week, so I know his wife is cooking like crazy this week. And he used to have 2 clinics in Toronto working 40 to 50 hours a week, but in 2010, Isagenics, the income that he was receiving allowed him to sell one of his clinics and really you know, just streamline his life. And in 2014, he became the 110th millionaire for Isagenics. And I had the privilege to train with him over the weekend. And we also had a chance to eat because every time we're all together, Chris and I and his beautiful wife, he and Rick, we always eat a lot. And he's been in my life for many, many years. And he's definitely someone I can count on just as an amazing human being. And he just gives to everyone. So with that, the amazing Dr. Rick Lee. Thank you, Dr. Rick, for being here.
Well, Gong Hei Fa Choi, Susan, and thank you very much for having me. And I didn't realize how much you had planned this with regards to queuing me in on Chinese New Year. So I've got my lucky cats in front of me, and they're both waving furiously.
Well, you know, and I got your email because we always, you know, it's about keeping it real. A lot of times people see Isagenics millionaires, they're like, oh, you know, whatever. Let's talk turkey. So you didn't cleanse today. What did you have for Chinese New Year's today?
All right. Well, as not everyone knows, but it's the double boiled chicken. You have to have the double boiled chicken with the ginger and salt and oil. And, of course, you have to have noodles, so long noodles for long life. And the dumplings that you talked to me about the other day, because I don't know if it was because it's Fire Monkey Year or something, or Metal Monkey, I don't know what you're talking about, but and dumplings, and that's what we've had. And of course, I love duck. So we had half duck and the usual you know, goodies that we always have for Chinese New Year.
And then is cleansing coming tomorrow or maybe?
Well, yeah, almost. I play hockey tomorrow, so I'm not going to do that. It'll probably be later in the week after hockey.
Yeah, I definitely need to cleanse after Chinese New Year's. We had dumplings. We had I cooked. Thank goodness my mother-in-law is here. I was cooking for a couple hours, and I did you know, sliced chicken, and then I did a, you know, organic tofu dish. I had different types of vegetables, and then of course shrimp. We had long noodles. We had rice, like the whole thing. And
nice.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here.
Because there's not a lot of Chinese restaurants in Phoenix.
Definitely not. No, I am the Chinese restaurant in Phoenix. Come on over, everyone. Well, there's still a lot of food there.
And then, of course, we're talking Super Bowl yesterday, so, like, it's just been a double whammy.
It is. I am cleansing tomorrow. I don't have hockey tomorrow, but I am definitely cleansing. Well, Rick, I can't, you know, now we've educated everyone who doesn't know about Chinese New Year's about that. So you all think we're crazy, but we like, on this call, we like to have a lot of fun because I think people can sometimes take business so serious. And when we get so, you know, crazy about business and we get wound up and we get so stressed out, it's not fun. And, you know, you really have to keep the fun factor. And Rick, speaking of the fun factor, you know, you've been using this program for years, and, you know, I look at your pictures, and I creeped your Facebook earlier, and I'm like, you have not aged as long as I've known you, but, you know, as a chiropractor, as a dad, you know, athlete, what have you noticed the most in terms of your personal experience these last years with the program?
Well, Susan, first of all, for that wonderful compliment, my wife wouldn't say the same thing, but thank you. With regards for product, I would tell you when I first started, and I think for many people who first started, it is for the product. And what the product did for me, because, you know, when I was first sort of introduced, I saw it more like a weight loss cleanse and getting healthy. I didn't realize the performance aspect, but I dropped 10 minutes off my next half marathon time. And to me, that's, I don't know if anybody runs out there, but that's a chunk of time. And at that point, it was amazing because, you know, I trained all summer, got on the program. I still dropped 8 pounds, and I thought, where am I losing this? And, of course, it was just, you know, the visceral fat. You know, I talk about skinny fat. Well, there it was, just around, you know, abdominal area and the stomach and just around the sides. And I thought, wow, this is crazy. And then just, you know, next one was just dropping 10 minutes. Now, from a business perspective, you know, I didn't really grasp that aspect because I was still looking at health. But when I was working with Terry Smith at the time and yourself and Mary Meldrum, and they said, you know what, you could really build this as an income stream. So I thought, okay. So I'm looking at because I'm still an entrepreneur. As much as, you know, I'm a healthcare practitioner, I think many of us, you know, have this, oh, we're just going to save the world. It's like, well, you know, you can only save the world if you're still in business. So you have to still look at it from a business perspective. And what it was able to do is create a, you know, a second stream of income, but, you know, I couldn't believe how much of a second stream of income that I was able to reduce my hours, as we talked about. I stopped working Saturdays. In 2010 at Nico, I remember you and Tom Preston had me stand up on this kitchen counter at your team event and then declare that I was ready to sell my downtown practice. And within 5 months, I did exactly that. I went from 40, 50 contact hours a week. And people think, well, what, 40, 50 hours, Rick, that's not a lot of time. You're right, that's not. But I'm not talking even report time. That's just contact hours, the days that I was open and hands-on. And then there was all the other stuff. So we're actually, you know, including more hours. However, knocked the contact hours down to 10 a week and practice, as you talked about, more because I wanted to, not because I had to. And then as, you know, as a husband, my wife, it took a little while for her to get used to me being at home because she was in her own routine, and then she'd be like, what are you doing here? So, you know, for those of you, and it's not a bad thing. It was a good conflict to have, but it was weird for her after so many years of me being not home and with the kids around and everything. So it took about a year and a half, but, you know, we've got this great routine now, and just hanging out with her going grocery shopping, that was a big deal for me at the beginning. Like, you know, I'd be home in the morning. It's like, I'm going to do grocery shopping. I'm coming with you. I just want that experience to be out during the day with her, just spending some time. I thought it was great. And we still do that, and now we go for, you know, the dim sum from time to time and wondering why all these other Chinese people aren't working. You know, why is it so crowded here? and then as a dad, I've been able to take care of my kids' education. I'm in year 9 of 10. It was a 10-year plan to get all my kids through university, whatever they wanted to do with it, and pay for it in cash. So when they came out, they didn't have a debt load. And you know what? It's been awesome for that.
And you have, although you think you're in year 9 of 10, just so everyone knows.
Oh, I know.
Some of Rick's kids are probably going to grad school, so he's not done.
You're right. But that was the original plan. And of course, with my kids being of start age, I'm introducing this to them because what's great about this company is that, you know, you create a legacy business that this is something I can hand down to my kids. And they, you know, that they can just learn a little bit about the business and carry that on. So this has been an amazing blessing that I kept an open mind. And I say this to everybody, just keep an open mind and just say yes and let everything else unfold.
I love it. And I want everyone to, you know, if you have kids, and I want you to imagine, you know, you want the best for your children, and student loan debt is such a big, big thing. And I was speaking at an event, and I said to the audience, I said, are your kids going to the schools they deserve, or do you have to tell them to shrink their dreams? And I know Rick's kids are going to great schools, and they're also going on these amazing family trips, and they went to France, and, you know, doing these different things. And it's very powerful to be able to do that. And I know in our own experience with Avery going off to BU, and then Maggie is studying accounting in Africa, and it's like all this stuff. It's like I feel like I'm always writing checks, but at the same point, you know, if it wasn't for Isagenix, I don't know how I'd be doing it. Because when Chris was a chartered accountant and I was working in corporate, there's no way on our salaries, even though they were decent, that we would be able to spend, you know, the money on these tuitions. It's just crazy.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
So let me ask you. You know, I know you've shared this with a lot of health practitioners, and you know, we're going to get into how to talk to health practitioners. But what's some of the feedback you're hearing from other docs in terms of what they're seeing with their patients and people in their practice in terms of results with Isagenix that they, you know, might not get using other nutritional programs?
Well, I tell you, for those who've been open to it and, you know, for similar reasons, first of all, the product, just the transformations that were happening for their clients that, you know what, when they were using other programs, they would get, you know, they'd get results, but just nothing like this. And then compliance, the fact that the people would follow it and then continue to follow it because of what it did for them. And because the results, you get them so quickly within the first couple of weeks that they're really, or for some people, for the first few days, they're motivated to continue, even if, you know, if you told them to stop, they wouldn't stop. They wouldn't stop because it's created such a transformation for them. And it's such a great adjunct to what they're already doing within the practice. So it's just been super for those clients. Now, also, we talk about working one-to-many. Because as healthcare practitioners, it's always easier to work one-to-many as opposed to one-to-one. You know, it's time-saving, but, you know, it's the same information. So with this program, because of the reproducibility and, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, the different people that are on it. It's all the same core product. So for much of it, until you know, customize it for each client, it's all the same product. So a lot of it you can just reproduce with everybody all at once and then customize each. And you don't have to stock this. Oh, my gosh. I'd have to have another building or clinic just to stock all the stuff that I was giving to my clients. Now, fortunately, what it allows people to do and what they love is that, you know what, they don't have to do this while the doors are open. The doors can be closed, and they can still help impact people's lives, and not just locally, but also across the globe. I mean, you know, it's been amazing working with people in other, not just provinces, but other countries and other time zones. And that's what they really enjoy about this too, the portability of that. And then the 30-day money-back guarantee. You just don't get that with other programs. And so they love that they don't have to guarantee it. The company guarantees it, and that's how much they stand behind their program. I will also talk about support from the team. You know, they don't believe how much support that they get from everybody, not just, you know, the people that are in their team, but also from corporate. It's amazing. It's there because generally, you know, as healthcare practitioners, well, chiropractors, we're lone rangers out there. Most of us are, unless we're in a coaching program or something, we're by ourselves. So it's really refreshing to have, you know, a whole group of people working with you. What they really enjoyed is the income stream and the residual income stream for most. And because even though they've introduced the program once, and once they've taught the other people how to fish as opposed to giving them fish, then they can order just off their website and continue to use the program. And that income keeps coming whether or not these guys continue to practice or not. And time flexibility. As I said, it allows people to then, or the practitioners, to just really change their hours, take some time off, and still be able to, as I said, impact people's health.
Mm. That's powerful, and I know in many of the practitioners I've spoken to with you, or, you know, there's this strong desire to help their patients, and let's face it, with a growing number of people becoming overweight, becoming obese, a lot of healthcare practitioners, and I want everyone to take note of this, are looking for ways to incorporate healthy weight loss strategies into their practice. But it's prohibitive because they're saying, well, you know, like I could hire someone to coach people or whatever. And the thing that so many practitioners love about this program is it's very streamlined, as Rick said. It's very duplicatable. And the results are fantastic. And I know many of the chiropractors I've spoken to are saying, Susan, you know, I'm getting better results with patients when they're on Isagenix. I mean, they're just more flexible. They're getting better rest. They're getting to a healthier weight. They're even, you know, when they're being adjusted, it's different when someone's not on Isagenix. And I remember Shannon Fisher saying when she was an RMT, when she was doing massages on people who were using Isagenix, it was so different than people not on Isagenix. Can you comment on that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I do nerve scan tests, and you know, when we talk about this type of testing, it has nothing to do with pain. It just talks about, you know, what is going on in terms of stress in their lives, whether it's physical stress, chemical stress, or emotional stress. And so we've got all these different strategies on how, you know, we try to address this. And one of the biggest challenges that we have, as you talked about, is, you know, how do you get people to alter their nutrition, find something that they can streamline without having, you know, more staff, hire nutritionists, as some people do. And really, to me, bringing on more people, that's that, for some people who don't have that business savvy, that's a headache. It's difficult, and you will never recoup the same kind of money in terms of trying to hire them on and then creating that income split. And once they leave, like, wow, now you got to retrain somebody else. Now, in terms of what it does for the clients, absolutely. The amount of, you know, toxins and everything else that's not being addressed, and we talk about acidity and alkalinity, this program creates a more alkaline blood pH for you, and we know that alkalinity is very healthy. When you go, when you're acidic, it increases inflammation, it increases discomfort, all these different things. You retain a lot more water because now, you know, you imagine that the body's almost like on fire, so the body retains more water. That's why when people start on this program, they release a lot of the water at the beginning, but that's the inflammatory water the body's hanging on to try to neutralize all that inflammation. And when you talk about then treating people, they don't have all this going on. They've been able to release the weight. They've been able to get healthier tissues. When we talk about the core macronutrients, the amino acids and the high quality of these macronutrients that Isogenics uses, this is stuff, first of all, you're getting the proper amount. When we think that after the age of 30, we suffer from sarcopenia, in other words, we start losing lean muscle, and you have to have enough of the good protein to support that. I love what Dr. Paul Anderson always talks about in Canada. You know, we've got our vitamin C and D, coffee and donuts. There's zero nutrition in that first thing in the morning. And what you need to do is create a steady diet of good amino acid support, or sorry, protein support for the muscles. And so this program does that so well. And then we also want to talk about recovery. Well, you know, we'll get into that a little bit when we talk about athletes and performance. Mm.
And thank you, because there's so many things that people are looking at, especially when they're talking to health practitioners, like how is this going to benefit the practice? How is it going to benefit the patients? And you just said so much right there. I was, like, writing furious notes. And what about people who are not practitioners and they want to approach their health practitioner? You were not approached by a health practitioner initially. So what would you suggest to someone if they want to approach their health practitioner about Isogenics?
Yeah, and it's great that you talk about that, because for many people, they just want to cold call healthcare practitioners. And you talk about skeptical people. First of all, what's good about contacting someone you know is you've already got a relationship with them. And so make sure that you have some kind of relationship or develop a relationship with the healthcare practitioner before you spring any kind of thing like this. Because you want to kind of know a little bit about what they're about. But let's talk about some of the challenges. Like, you know, what are some of the challenges that healthcare practitioners face? Well, for young practitioners, it's debt load. Student loans, practice loans. Now, I was about $120,000 in debt coming out of the gate, $40,000 in student loans, about $80,000 in the purchase of practice. But that, and you know, I talk about that, like, wow, that was heavy, but it's a joke. Like, $120,000 is now just your education coming out, never mind, you know, buying a practice. And so bankers just loved us, and they continue to just loan us money. And then you want to talk about time for money. What are their hours? Like, for some, they never really take time off, and I was one of those guys. I honestly never took more than, say, a week off. Even when I was having, when we had our baby, I took, like, a week off, and that was it. That was as much as I could afford to take time off and before I had to, you know, get back into practice. And then for most of us, you know, all of us, we're self-employed, so we don't have a pension, and so we have to create our own retirement plan. And so where are they in that? Are they looking towards retirement? And as I talked about, you know, many of us have the Lone Ranger mentality and very, very little business background. You come out and you think you hang your shingle and people are going to fall through your door. Absolutely not. So when you are talking to these individuals, you want to, you know, see where their stress points are. And a lot of people, as I talked about before, that, you know, they're all altruistic. And many of them have a poverty complex. They're reluctant to even charge enough to be in fair exchange. And that's a huge clue for me. When I look at, you know, I'll go on a website and I'll just look what they charge, and I compare it to what the city average is, and it's like, wow, you don't really value yourself. And so they have problems dealing with money many of the times. And then, you know, the idea of control. They feel that they have to do everything for themselves. And that's just from a business perspective. From a clinic perspective, there's a lot of time constraints. And the last thing they want to do is open another business. So when you approach them, don't talk about, you know, another business. Talk about creating another income stream within their business or another income stream, because most of them will, you know, have ancillary products. They will have they'll dispense orthotics. They'll recommend lumbar cushions or cervical pillows, and just approach them from that perspective. And what, you know, making sure that the stream of income is also in alignment with their values, because, you know, you want to approach and say, well, you know, how'd you like to be selling internet services in your practice? Like, well, no, because that's not what I do. What I do is, you know, I'm trying to help with potentiate people's health, and so this is all in line with that. And so and you also want to see, you know, are they walking their talk? Are they a healthcare practitioner that, you know, you would go to for advice? You know, there's the old adage, you know, guys having a drink and smoking a cigarette and saying, you know what, you should stop smoking and drinking because it's bad for your health. Well, no, you don't want to listen to that guy. So are they walking their own talk? And then, you know, what I love what Susan always does, you know, with the NLP. So once you've found, you know, what that stress point is, just go into the, you know, the imagine. You know, imagine more time at home. Imagine not working Saturdays. Imagine impacting, you know, people's health without having this huge staff and headache of running this business. Here's a clue. Do they answer their own phone? My gosh, I phoned a chiropractor and he was answering his own phone, and I was looking at the hours he was working. I was like, dude, you are tapped. You can't even hire staff to do this. So to me, they need help. They need help. And all you can do is just ask, you know, if I, you know, showed you this, would you look at it? Or are you open to those kind of lives? You want to get their permission and see, you know, where they're at, as opposed to just, here, you need this. It's like, you haven't even discussed what it is, you know, what you think their needs are. So, you know, have that conversation, create that connection. And for me, with Mary, Mary Meldrew, who introduced this, we were working on some challenges that she had. And, you know, within 3 weeks, she came back, dropped some weight, but all the challenges that she had from a health perspective, they had cleared up. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. And she knew I was working like crazy hours. So when she approached me with this, I was certainly open to the product. And then the business idea, it's like I kept an open mind to it because I knew I needed some help there.
And I love what you just said about the stress point. And that doesn't matter, health practitioners or anyone. What is the stress point for this person? What is, you know, what is it that you observe? And I love what Carol Taylor says. It's like, before you go into this conversation, be observant. See what's going on. Like Rick said, you know, this person was answering their own phones. And I know when I was practicing as a nutritionist, I mean, I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I'd see people in their homes. You know, it was just go, 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 go. And there was no plan B. And if I didn't work, I didn't have income. And so there's a lot of things, but be a great observer and then take that time to have that conversation. And one of the greatest things, too, is that is starting, too, with suggesting the person get the product experience, because sometimes it's like you want to go in at like a bullet in a china shop and say, hey, like, take a look at this business. But, you know, I know, Rick, it was actually your wife that took the program for a test drive, was it not?
Well, both of us. Because she reluctantly did, because, you know, I exercised and did everything. I thought, well, you know what, how much could it change? And then for her, she doesn't like to exercise. And, you know, she's the other gender. And she's had four kids. Well, we've had four kids. And carrying, you know.
No, she really had them. I'm sorry, but she's the one who gave birth to them.
and then carrying a little extra that she couldn't get rid of, but do I dare tell her that? No, I just said, you know what, get on this program, let's try it. This recording does not exist. Don't tell her.
No, it doesn't. Okay, next question.
No, but she had a great product experience, and you know, kicking and screaming coming into the program, but two things that she said. One, it was no-brainer to do. Two, that she continued to do it. And so when I heard that, I said, wow, if she does it, then anybody can do this.
And that's powerful, too. And that's another thing when you are connecting with healthcare practitioners is to say, hey, you know, maybe you have someone else in your life. And I've seen many healthcare practitioners just give it to their office manager to do it. And I always say no. Like, no, you have to physically try it, too. There's no integrity there. So it's just a sidebar. You were asked this question Saturday, and I wanted you to go over it again for the people who weren't there. What do you say to people who say, oh, I can get everything from my food? I don't need Isogenics. I can get it all from food. After you stop laughing and fall off your chair.
There's a couple of things, yeah. You know what? You want to have a conversation and see what they do or don't know. And just like everything else, so ask questions. So, you know, are you aware of soil depletion, like the minerals? You know, are you aware that they irradiate all the food at the border because of E. coli? You know, are you aware of GMOs? Do you eat organically yourself? What is the amount of nutrients or protein do you think you need? You know, not that they're they know everything, but again, just kind of get an idea of where they're coming from when they think that they can just get everything from food. And ask them, do they supplement? And again, these are just probing questions to kind of see where they're at and before you hit them between the eyes with all this. And you know, are they eating just to get the RDA, just the recommended daily allowance, which is a joke? You know, that's way – it's antiquated. Or are they eating for optimal health? Because there are guidelines where, you know, you have more nutrients, and the idea is to potentiate health as opposed to what I call living at zero. You know, just enough so you don't get rickets or scurvy or all those ridiculous things that they say that you need for the RDA level. And they know it. They know it. They've changed it, and it's still gotta come up to date. And then let's talk about, you know, food products. You know, transportation. We all know that getting food to the market is a problem. And that's why people are trying to grow more locally. But when you see stuff that's on the shelf that's like, well, that's out of season in locally, so where the heck did this come from, you know? And what's the transportation time? And do they pick it so that it ripens on the way? Like, you've lost nutrients already. So, no, you can't do that. And then, you know, talk about, I think everyone's seen the big slide where this is how much nutrition you have in order to get this much, and so it's like Dr. Oz, and you know, good guy, but every day he's recommending have a bushel of this, have a quart of this, you'd have a big trough of food the whole time you're eating, and you wouldn't be able to do anything else because you're trying to get all this nutrition in, which we know, you know what, you're having a lot of extra stuff for the sake of trying to get just those nutrients, but what this program does, what Isogenics does, it has all that, has all in the. You know, I love the AM/PM packs. Like, very convenient, easy to eat, and you know, guy friendly. Have it in the morning, have it in the evening with your meals. Done. And no, you can't get everything from food. You're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. But again, it depends on what level of nutrition you want. Do you want optimal nutrition that's going to, you know, put you potentiate your health, or are you just enough? You know what? I'm just feeding myself so that I can just feel kind of full and just carry on. You eat crap, your cells are going to be made of crap, and then everything else follows from there.
If you eat crap, your cells are going to be made from crap. That can be a quote. I can see the quote card now on Facebook. Dr. Rickley says, I can't wait. I just want to make it.
And to add to that, so let's talk about eating organically. Let's talk about how much that costs. Let's talk about the amount of planning and everything that you have to do to do all that. Huge prep time. I tried to have that with my clients. Horrible. they lasted about 2 weeks on it, and they said, you know what, for all the time, costs, and money, and prep time, no, I can't do this. And so they'd get off the program. And so less than 5% would be able to follow it. I get people on Lysogenics with over 95% compliance. Mm. They'd be able to do the program, finish the program, and up them whether or not they carry on. But they would be able to do the full program. That's what I love about it.
That's powerful, and I can tell you're convicted. So I hope everyone's taking some really great notes. and you made such great points. Like, you know, you can get it all from food, really. You know, how are you feeling? How are you sleeping? How are you know? I did a call with a person recently who is using a protein shake that has a lot of chemicals in it, and this person has a lot of weight to lose, and they're like, but I eat healthy, and they're trying to, like, sell me on how they're eating healthy, and I'm thinking, well, why are you even on this phone call with me if you're already, like, feeling so great, yet, you know, almost 100 pounds overweight? So oftentimes people live a bit in a state of denial, but I like to just say to someone, you know, what if this is what you've been looking for? You're never going to have an educated opinion until you put it in your body, and it comes with a full money-back guarantee, right? So give it a try. Let's see. And which leads me to the next point. So you've built a business, and you have a lot of people in your team who are not health practitioners. Let's say someone has a friend, and I get this question all the time, so I'd love your perspective on this. They're like, I think my friend could really use Isogenics. I don't know how to approach them. So what do you suggest there?
Well, first of all, let me talk about a lot of the people that have been on this and how I got them on it. Like, you know, when I first started on this program, I was playing hockey, and then after hockey, of course, you know, guys in the dressing room, they're brutal and ruthless. They'll just, the slightest sniff of anything is just cutting you down. And, yeah, especially if you're there. So after hockey, you know, we go out, we say, you know, beer, beer, beer. And it's like, no, I'll just have water. And they kind of all look at me kind of funny, you know, water, what are you doing? I said, doing a cleanse. And then, you know, eyes at the back of their heads like, oh, here's hippy-dippy Rick doing a cleanse. Like, okay, whatever, guys. You know, I did my thing. They saw the results, and then one by one, each one of these guys, and to this day, they've either done the program or still on the program. And of course, they wouldn't, in front of everybody, you know, they'd pull me aside, Rick, you know that program you're talking about? You know, just get me on it. Because they saw what was happening for the other guys. And even if they didn't want to admit it. And guys are the worst. You know, women's like, you know, you're doing this. Hey, you know what? Let's get all the girlfriends. Let's all go on this. But guys are, oh, okay, but don't tell anyone that we're doing this program. So first, what you want to do is connect with them. First, you know, and affirm what they're doing. Because a lot of times the last thing you want is someone just slagging you for what you're doing already. And you know, you're doing the best that you can because your knowledge is limited. You don't know necessarily how to approach it. You're not a healthcare practitioner. And so just affirm what they're doing. It's like, oh, you know what? Whatever it is, their health challenge, and so you've been you know, trying to lose weight. How's that going for you? How long have you been trying, and what kind of things are you doing? And then, you know, just as I said, just connect and find out where they're struggling. And then what other areas it may be costing them. Like, you know, so how's that affecting your family? How's that affecting your career? How's that affecting your recreation? So really sort of dig deep and get into some of the values about how this aspect of their health may be affecting their lives. And then, you know, Is this a concern? And if it's a concern, they say yes, and then you know, go right into the NLP. Like, you know, if I could show you a way of addressing this, you know, would you be open to looking at information? And that's it. And it's simple. You want a coffee? Yes or no? That's it. Don't be taken aback by the result. Just put it out there and just ask them. And if it's someone you really care about and they say no the first time, that's fine. You know, come back to them. That's the only reason you'd go back, is if you really, really cared about that individual. Because people ask, well, how many times do I ask them? Ask them as much as you care about them.
Ask them as much as you care about them. Everyone write that down. Ask them as much as you care about them. That's powerful because not, you know, you hear stories – like, I followed up with this person for 2 years. I followed up with this person for a year. I followed up with this person for 5 years. And ask them as long as you care about them, and keep people at the forefront and keep the relationships building. It's so, so huge. Now, IceDice just came out with AMP. I know you're excited. And just like in a couple of sound bites, AMP is not just for athletes. I know a lot of people are thinking, well, it's just for athletes. But why are you excited about it for just everyday folks who work out?
Well, you know what's great about this? It's about, you know, the basics of what it does. And I think I talked about it on that Saturday. You know, increased blood flow. Like, it doesn't matter if you're an athlete or not. Everyone can use increased blood flow while they're exercising because it'll just help your exercise. Increased energy. Same thing. You know, we talk about the creatine in the power, in the AMP power, and how that it's a precursor to ATP. It increases the energy. And when you talk about when you take it, it's not a complicated thing. And people sometimes say, well, you know, this whole regime, it's not that complicated. You have a little bit of this. It helps increase blood flow. And then, you know, and again, you don't have to be an athlete. Even for people who are just need a little bit, you know, some better focus, a little more energy during the day, you take this during the day. Like, people have a NOX during the day and they said, you know what, I've taken this and it just helped me. It's helped me because you get, you know, when you have more oxygen to the body and the brain, it helps. So it's not just for athletes, and you don't have to be these high. It does this on high performance athletes. Imagine what it does for those of us who are recreational or just, you know, just wanting to do a little more exercise. How will it help us on from that level? Like, you know, because these finely tuned athletes, it takes a little. You need quite a bit to make that extra percentage change. So for us, it's huge. It's huge what it can do. And so I say, you know, eShot. Like, I love eShots. If I'm going for a long drive and I need a little boost, because I normally don't drink coffee, I'm just bang. I'm focused. Or if I'm sitting in a long seminar or something. I'm not used to sitting. Like, that's why I love being a chiropractor. You know, I'm up, I'm on my feet, I'm moving around, talking to people, and but if I'm sitting in a seminar and it's just like, whoa, I'm not used to sitting still for so long. So I take an eShot and I'm there. It's awesome. And it's not this, you know, it's a big jump. It's just like a nice, steady, you know, you get up there and it's a nice, steady flow and you're calm the whole time. It's great. And then recovery. You don't get, because, you know, there's a lot of these weekend warriors and they get out there and it's like, go, go, go. It's like, take some of this, and you don't get the same soreness, the same Monday morning rigidity from playing all those weekend sports. It's been great for that, and of course, you know, we talk about the isogreens is alkalizing, and then just supporting muscle. All these things while you're doing it will support muscle with the branched-chain amino acids that are in there. I don't know if you want me to talk about the specific line, but it's built into a couple of different products. But that's the beauty of this. Isogenics is just so much on the leading edge. It's science. It's not some hippy-dippy stuff. Let's kind of throw something out there so we can market it. This is science. This is science that they put together, that it's put together for a specific reason, because they know how the body works physiologically, and they work in tune with that. So that's what I love about this. The products.
Thank you for that. And I know, like, a lot of people who are looking, they're going, okay, what should I put on my next order? I think it's so important, especially if you're building a business, that you experience everything. And I know I was sharing with you that the NOX is my favorite thing, because I'll have a couple a day, and in, you know, there's no stimulant in there, but I find for myself it just helps bring up natural energy, especially if I'm feeling a bit fatigued, you know, with all the travel and everything else. I'll do that. Now, as an aside, I do know someone who made Caesars with the NOX and vodka. So that's total aside. I just need to put that out there. And I may or may not have been drinking Replenish margaritas yesterday. That's all I need to say. For Super Bowl. Final question. I'm going to take your chiropractor, you know, hat off just for a minute. And let's go to Rick, the team leader. You have a massive team. You work with lots of folks. What suggestions are you making to your team this week based on the fact there are free enrollments? What are some of the things that you're doing?
Well, first of all, people love free. So mm-hmm. what you want to do is you want to go to all your previous enrolled in your team and go to your team and get to their previously enrolled and just have them simple phone call. Just do an update on the products. Like for many, you know, they tried it and they did it for a little while and for whatever reason they've stopped. So just open up that connection again and just give them a little update on the product. You know, we've got a new performance line. We've got, you know, depending on how long they've been away. And then just say, you know what, this week we have free enrollment. And for many people, you know, it's a new year, Chinese New Year too. People are looking for something, and a lot of times, you know, they may not have thought of you. And so this is just by simple call. They'll say, oh, yeah, I remember that. You know what? I agree. I don't know. I agree with results. I don't know why I stopped or why I didn't think about it. It's because it wasn't part of their focus at the time. And so you, by simple call, you'll bring it back into the forefront of their mind, and they will say, yeah, you know what? I'd love to do that program again. And I can't tell you how many people have been able to do that by just a simple, you know, it's almost like customer service phone call. Hey, how you doing? Just reconnecting. And, you know, by the way, we have this. And so what that does, it creates a call to action. It's not like, you know what, we've got it on all year, so give me a call. It's like, no, we've got till Sunday. And then the free offer is over. So connect with them and create that. And there are others who are, as I said, who are waiting for you to call. And then ask them, the people, you know, who fits into these different categories of energy, weight loss, increased performance, youthful aging, secondary income, and just go to them. Just say, look, you know what? The company I deal with can do this. And, you know, we've got this offer going on right now that's going to save you money. You know, is this something that, some information that I could show you that will help you take advantage of this offer? So there's a couple different things. But first and foremost, you know, the people you've already, like, it's already you're in your warm market that you already have a relationship with, go back to them. And those other people that you've been calling, perhaps, you know, they've been on your list for a little while, you know, call them. Because whenever you have an offer like this, it's always good to bring that to the table. And again, because it's time sensitive, it creates a call to action for them.
Excellent. And Rick, you know, thank you so much for your leadership and your heart. Rick was nominated for the Spirit of Isonomics Award, and he definitely deserves it. I know because I nominated you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I think that the big thing is that I want everyone to understand is that, you know, at the end of the day, health practitioners are just people too. They have mortgages and they have car payments and they have kids to put through school, and you know, and that we have to look at the human side of what we do. And so, Rick, I cannot thank you enough for all of your wisdom and just being who you are. You're so awesome.
Well, you know what? It's been such a pleasure to have you mentor me over these years, and know that you kicked my ass in Boston. So I'm on to be back to Boston this year, and I want to run in with you in Boston again.
Good. I'm glad. Hey, I want to run this by you as we finish up. So Chris and I were running this morning. You know, I'm thinking about doing a book of cocktails you can make with Isonomics products. What do you think?
That's going to be like a black market type of item, or
no. I just think, like, you know, we'll just, you know how you have the memes that get posted in the groups and stuff, you know, with a healthy recipe. I'm like, you know what? We know people are going to have cocktails anyway, so why not just have the ice cocktail? I do know someone who made, I'm not kidding, Long Island iced tea. They took liquid ionics, they took replenish the citrus, and then they put, I don't know what kind of, I usually just drink wine, so I don't really know all the different drinks, but whatever kind of alcohol you put in Long Island iced tea, and they made it like that. So.
Wow, dangerous.
Yeah.
Kind of healthy, but still dangerous stuff.
This has absolutely nothing to recruiting health practitioners, but, you know, it was just as an aside that it all came up going back to Super Bowl. And Kevin Steele will be back here to host next Monday. I think he is, like, in a post-Denver winning the Super Bowl kind of, like, euphoria.
Oh, no kidding. What a, yeah. What an amazing game. I was the only one who took Denver here.
Did you win some money?
Oh, no, it was just, oh, no. But they're going to hear it from me all year now, so it's awesome.
Excellent.
Bragging rights.
Excellent.
And I bet on the over for Lady Gaga on the national anthem. Over to 220.
No, there you go. Well,
thanks,
Mr. Rick. Thank you for being here, and thank everyone for being here, wherever you tuned in. Whatever you learned, we want to hear from you, so go ahead and just definitely go to the ISA Team Success Facebook fan page. You can post there what you learned, and if you have a topic, as you say, gosh, you know, Susan, I'd really like to learn about something, put it up there, because we do read those, and I would love to hear. So thanks again, Rick. Thanks, everyone, for joining, and we'll be here next Monday night. Goodbye, and God bless, everyone.